Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show will be on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com. Great website. I want to welcome my co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tam.
Thanks for having me today.
And also want to welcome to the studio, we have our good friend, Brianna Clay Schulte, better known as Bree in our fun
right.
circles.
Thank you. It's easier to say anyway.
It is. That's and right. I know, Bree, you have an announcement to make, and we wanted to have you on because you have a fantastic event coming up.
And yes.
So what is the name of the event?
So it's our 2015 She Sings Karaoke Showdown. It is a karaoke competition for women 21 and over. There's a $25 contestant registration fee, and this happens on Friday, November 6th at 7 p.m. at Mile 277, which is on the corner of Watson and Lindbergh. So to register, you need to go on to our website. It's www.stlharmony.org.
So stlharmony.org
to
register?
Yes. There's a $5 cover charge for anybody who comes. Anybody can come in attendance. It's male or female. We do an open mic session. There's a full cash bar. And we're also doing a 50-50 raffle.
So only the females get to sing, though?
Yeah.
I feel it's a little sexist.
Well, you can sing at the open mic for $2.
Yes.
So the guys can sing too at the open mic.
You can, but I love you, but
yeah,
that's
I'm not
your
gonna
strong
sing.
Suit.
Yeah, my voice may sound a little better on the radio than it does
I support
singing.
You 100%.
You know how often people tell me that with my voice I ought to be a really good singer, and I'm just not.
Right.
I really
in the
am
shower
just not.
Alone.
I don't even sound good in the shower.
No.
I really don't. So the 2015 She Sings Karaoke Showdown at Mile 277 down in South County, the heart of South County.
Yes.
Awesome event. Friday, November 6th, 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Only $5 to get in and right. $25 to enter the contest, right?
Yes. And what you should know about the contest is that we are giving away 4 prizes and there's only 25 contestants. So you have really good odds of getting something. The first place cash prize is $500. Second place is $300. Third place is $150, and then there's a People's Choice vote, and that is a $100 prize for that as well.
Very nice, and I know you guys are part of the St. Louis Harmony Chorus.
Yes, they are sponsoring our event. They're actually sponsoring the first place prize as well, and it's just really the event is to bring awareness to our organization of barbershop singing. So I know it's kind of unconventional, and a lot of people don't really know about barbershop singing.
Okay, so what is barbershop singing?
Barbershop
I know
singing.
What it is, but I'm going to ask that question as if
right.
I don't, because a lot of people may not.
Right, you may not. A lot of people can relate it to way back in like the 50s with the guys
right.
singing with the hats.
The barbershop quartets.
Acapella.
Acapella, yes. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot, you know, there's a lot more involvement now. They have a men's chorus, a women's version. It's all 4-part harmony. So there's 4 different parts that we sing together. We don't use any instruments, just our voices to make the sound.
But the She Sings Karaoke Contest won't be like that.
No. You no. can pick your own songs and all of that.
You can say more on the voice and the background.
Yeah, all right, so, yeah, exactly.
So Tammy, what's it going to take to get you to sing at that
contest?
It won't
happen.
Not going to happen, huh?
No, no.
I'd say you're microphone shy, but you've been on the radio for quite a few years now.
Yeah.
It's still a little different.
Yeah, it is different. No. Bree and I did we'll play around, goof around and stuff. And then I've done a duet. I'm comfortable with the duet, but not by myself.
Maybe not the solo.
Not the solo.
All right. So, Bree, you guys have quite a few sponsors for the event.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We really do. So, again, like I said, our first place sponsor is the St. Louis Harmony Chorus. The second place sponsor is Jen Blakely with Pinnacle Plus Services. Third place is Marty Poe at Caldwell Banker. And the People's Choice Award is being sponsored by the Locksmith Experts. We also want to thank Rockstar DJ for donating their equipment for that night. And they're sponsored by the Ambassadors of Harmony.
And Ambassadors of Harmony is the male version of St. Louis Harmony.
Yes.
Right.
So. Very, very cool. Yeah. Well, I am looking forward to it. So Friday, November 6th mm-hmm. at 7 p.m. at mile 277. And to register, just go to stlharmony.org. Mm-hmm. Pretty easy, stlharmony.org to register. So register in advance, and you don't have to register if you just want to show up and pay the $5 cover charge.
Yeah.
And watch.
And it's a fun exactly. night. It's really fun.
We're expecting over 400 people to attend the event. So it's really going to be an amazing event. This is the second year that we've done the event, and we have probably over 20 sponsors, and I need to make sure we mention them as well. We have Kim Trucco with Jazzercise, Christine Tinker with Paparazzi Jewelry, Kit at Urban Hair Salon, Galeno Insurance Solutions, Kathy Troll with Unique, Kathy Luttrell with Weight Watchers, Rebecca Craig with Adelante Advisors, Mark Kilo with Global Green Insurance, and Orlando Rodriguez with CMG Financial.
And a couple more is Maggie with Pampered Chef. We have Jennifer with Norwex, Megan Schmitz with J. Bloom Jewelry, which if you don't know about that, that's pretty cool jewelry. We might need to get her on the air. Uh-huh. Right at Home of St. Louis, Bridget Alderson with My Home Revisions, Sisters Tea Room, Katie's Cleaning Service, Michael with Rocks, is that how do you say that?
Rocksbox
Studios, Jessica Klein with... I'm not sure how to say that name. And Kenton Klein with the light business. So thanks, everyone, for supporting it. It's going to be a great event. I hope everybody can come out and just have some fun. It's just fun and, you know, to watch
yes.
other people get up there and support them. I mean, there were some really rock stars last year. It was pretty amazing.
What I'm going to make sure we have on smartwithyourmoney.com mm-hmm. on our website, we'll make sure we post a flyer for the event.
Yes.
So we'll have links to it at the stlharmony.org website, too. We'll have links to your website
Wonderful.
At our website.
Yep.
So,
and that was Jessica Klein with doTERRA.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. All righty.
Well, okay. And also I want to thank, you know, the Doug Haldeman Show for having us on today so that I could talk about our event. And, you know, how long have you guys been doing this anyway?
We actually have the answer to this.
Well, this is our 175th show.
What?
So when you think about a once-a-week show, we started on July 1st, 2012. So we have a few shows under our belt now.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Well, especially a lot of the weekend shows, it may come and go because it's a lot of work.
I imagine there's a whole lot of preparation for this.
A lot of preparation H.
Nice.
Because you're sitting a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Preparation Haldeman. That's what it is.
Well,
it is a lot of work, though. Just keeping everything juggled and, you know, trying to keep the content fresh. And our listeners give us some things that they want to hear about. And so we'll research that and come up with some segments. But always needing some new material. That's the tricky part.
So are they able to go on your website and suggest things to you to talk about for content?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple different ways they can do it. One is they can go on our website and fill out a contact form and send us content if there's certain things that somebody wants mm-hmm. to see covered, or if they even just have a question that they want answered on the air, that's one of the best ways to do it. Or the other way is actually just to text me on my Google text line is 314-472-DOUG. Really simple way. You can just text me whatever question you want answered on the air, and we'll try to address it sometime soon, because there's a lot of things people want to know.
Right. I imagine so. I have a lot of financial questions myself, but I'm sure we'll get to that. But, you know, I know you guys personally, and so I know you have 8 kids and mm-hmm. a grandson and a radio show, and you're working at Cornerstone Mortgage and all of those things. How do you guys find time to manage all of that?
Tammy, I'll let you take that one.
And go.
Well, there's, you know, it's really part of a team. We get in there and we all have our roles, just, you know, like you and Steve Bree. It's just like you guys take your turns on what you got to do and step up to the plate. The kids keep us very busy. They're with us half the time and half with their mom. So it kind of makes it a little easier because we have some time to spend with ourselves, you know, to get some of this other stuff that we are responsible for done. So that's one part. And the grandbaby, He's fun because, you know, one, he just, he's two, so there's right. not much you can do wrong there.
It's a great age.
It's pretty fun.
It's a great age depending on how you're looking at it.
Well, yeah. Well, if they're right. in a good mood, it's a great age.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right before nap time, maybe not so great.
Yeah. Ooh. The other day I had to leave the grocery cart there and said, I'm, you know, I apologize, but I gotta go.
Just so, leave the groceries.
I'm like, we'll come back another time. So
right, exactly.
Well, so yeah, and part of that balancing act to me is living in day-to-day compartments. When you look at all the different roles that you play in your life,
right,
you have to be able to like really be present with whatever role you're filling in that moment. So if while I'm on the air, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about all the things that are going on with the kids. When I'm with the kids, I'm trying to just focus on that until my phone rings.
Right.
And then I have to shift gears really quickly and answer a question for somebody.
Right.
Or when I'm at work, I'm trying to be at work. And that's probably one of my biggest keys is really I have to step back at least once a week. And then once a year, Tammy and I will go do a retreat mm-hmm. to really start to like take a, I call it bifocal vision. You have to have one eye that's close on what's going on right now and one eye looking forward for your vision of how do you want your future to look and living into that.
Right. I totally agree with that. And I think that's a wonderful perspective to have on it because I think everybody's in that same situation, just mm-hmm. living day to day.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you guys balance being a blended family and all the different parenting? I mean, I imagine you come both with different styles of parenting. So how does that work?
We actually lucked out because we both parent the same.
Oh, amen.
So that actually worked out really well. There's a few things that we do differently, but for the most part, we are actually on the same page. So that makes it nice.
We just had a family meeting and we just told them, hey, kids, you know, we decided to lower our standards. We decided to be mediocre parents. Raise yourselves.
That is not true.
No, that's not true.
Not true.
There's times that we'd like to do that, though.
Sure. As with every parent.
Good luck, kids.
No. So, I mean, some roles that were interesting, because I was at a different phase of my life. My kids were all grown and out of the house. And then coming back into, you know, getting into Doug's life, his children were, you know, they're still young. So I had to start all over, basically, to some degree. And getting involved with their schooling, their homework, you know, when they hit past ninth grade, I'm like, you're on your own.
That's when I have to kick in.
That's
on the,
way too the much level, thought process.
The higher level math is where I have the fun.
Yeah. So, no, but we all have our functions. And so, like, right now, I help the littler guys do their homework, you know, getting them on their task, on task, and getting their homework done. And then Doug steps in and does some of the events and takes them to the events. And so it's just a tag team is what it comes down to.
Yep, it's like always have the fingers in the dam, and there's never quite enough of them.
Right,
but you right. block most of the water from flooding through.
I imagine your alone time is pretty precious then, if you have all of these things going on. And
yeah, it is to me. It doesn't always seem like enough time sometimes, but
right.
It's still trying to be sensitive to each other and what our needs are. That's pretty important.
So what do you guys talk about when the kids aren't here?
We're silent for a lot.
I imagine.
Who's silent?
Well, there's this moment that you're just like, oh, there is absolutely
right.
no
peace.
Noise.
It's time to take a deep breath.
There is no one asking us to do anything right in this moment. And so, but, you know, Doug and I have a lot of similar conversations. He likes to talk about real estate. I think he'd talk 24/7 about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably would talk more 24/7 on the spiritual side, on that kind of side.
Mm-hmm.
The spiritual side really
common.
Kind of blends into lessons. It's
it
lessons
does.
We learn.
Lessons, right.
That's really what we focus on because we're both the growth mindset,
mm-hmm.
which is what I think makes us such a good match, is mm-hmm. that we're always trying to learn and grow.
Right.
And we're just very, we focus more on being interested rather than being interesting.
Yes.
That we're very interested in just learning and growing as people.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So I got to ask this, and this is a total personal question, but where was the last place that you went on vacation? And was it your favorite or what was your most favorite vacation, like time away from just the everyday life?
I'm going to say Ireland. My family roots are Irish, so I was able to go over there and kind of dig around and basically know that I don't know anything more than I did when I went. But other than the fact that I kind of know where the territories are, you know, like in St. Louis, we are always asked the high school, where you went to high school. Well, over there is what territory did you come
right,
from?
Right, what county?
What county did you come from? So that's kind of funny.
Yeah, so that was, yeah, Ireland was great. We're going to take a trip to Italy at some point in the near future.
Oh, it's on air and recorded.
Yes, I'm committing to that. We are, we're going to Mexico in a couple weeks.
Yeah, to do our life planning in our retreat.
Yeah, we're actually
that's our
little,
retreat this year.
A little life planning retreat there. So
cool.
Excited about that to plan 2016.
Yep.
Awesome.
All right. So, Bree, if you have time to stick around, actually, I'm going to, now that we have you in the studio,
prisoner.
We're going to hold you captive to help with this next segment because I think you'll have a lot to add to this. So we're going to talk about the guide to managing money during major life events.
Ooh.
These will be good. We're going to cover that when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.